1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. What was the inspiration? What in the world was the inspiration for this book? Okay. Okay, next recording for the day is Geraldine Heller, Jerry Heller. This is number four of the day. Okay, got to make sure I'm doing this right. I'm recording here. I'm recording on the HP, Canon, the RC. And let me go over to Skype. Let me get positioned here. Actually, I should just lift it there. Okay, let's go to Skype. We just talked last night. Will's grandmother has told our guest on today's This Week in America is Dr. Jerry Heller, author of the delightful children's book, Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain. Okay, that doesn't look too bad there. Let's go back over and see if she is available. I'm actually not sure what's happening here. And I do need to start recording. Let's give it a try. I think maybe we've connected.
We did.
Okay.
That's good. I had it going. Okay, wait, let me get it up. I had the video camera going.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Looks good. We're in business.
You got under it.
That I went to my page and it said that you had not accepted. I'm thinking, oh, don't tell me we're starting all over. But that's why I panicked. And I thought, okay, I'm going to call now to see if we're connected. But we are connected, and this is good. I'm going back and checking my video to make sure I'm recording on this end. Now, I'm going to start Skype, and you're going to see the picture jump when I do that. It'll jump for about a second. Start recording, okay. So don't panic. There we go. It should dip. Now we're back. So I'm recording on this end, the video in two different sources. I got my checklist here. Let me go through. Skype is recording. In fact, you can go back and look at your part of the Skype. I think it's on your page when it's done. Usually about 2 minutes after we finish, it'll have a video button there, and you can click it and you can watch. You can't see me, but you can watch your end of it, and I'll get your video off to you as quickly as I can. But that should be up, and you can watch it from your end. But the picture's looking good.
I had it open a minute ago, but blur my background. I don't want that.
Okay, now I'm seeing you fine.
Okay, but I just took that out of the corner, and so I can't see me fine at all. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know how you go back, how to go about getting yourself back in there. So you were seeing yourself what in the screen?
Yeah, well, I had it full screen, and then I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, fortunately, it's not at this end, so I still have you there, but I don't know what you clicked there.
You know what I clicked? I clicked the video button, and let me see if I could see better.
Yeah, there are too many options on there.
Recent shits. Yeah, I don't know. I had the whole thing. Whoops, now it just changed again. I don't know.
What are you seeing now?
Wait, it's, well, I don't, I'm just seeing a blank screen.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
And I don't know if I did anything with that.
No, but, it was me.
Okay. Because I flicked it on here to record to make sure I was recording so we had the video. And I don't know enough about that. I basically know how to turn the camera on if the line's through it. Other than that, I'm lost.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. The important thing is, though, I can see you. That so we're recording that. Okay. So I wish you could see yourself.
I know. This is unbelievable. Let's see. More options. Audio and video setting.
Well, I don't know. I'd be afraid to hit on some of those.
I know. It's like
that with
big video. Now it's not like it's letting me hit on anything. So
I have no idea why that would be doing that.
It was me. I had it. It was beautiful. It was whole screen. I could see everything. And then I don't know what I did with it. Recording voice message. Oops, wait. Camera's off here. Can you see me and
I
hear me?
I can see you. Yes. Yep. See and hear. Okay.
I'm reading things.
I apologize. I don't know enough to talk you out of that. I'm not not sure how that works.
Okay, I don't know either. So I don't know. I just have to be careful that I don't say, you know, put anything out of here.
Yeah, that's the only problem because we have everything we need now. I've got the audio and the video, and it looks good. Do you have a picture in the corner of the screen at all, or you've totally?
No, I totally goofed that up.
Okay. Boy, I don't know. But the picture is good. It's framed well. You're far enough away from the camera that we've got plenty of headroom, and under the chin, we can insert the book cover and the graphics there. So I think that, now something happened. I just lost you. There we go.
I'm fooling with it. Okay, now I came up in the corner.
Okay, so at least you have that up there.
Right.
I have no idea. And the picture looks a little bit darker now
than it did before.
Yeah, I don't know why. When you came back, it was just, okay, you look a little brighter now. It's still okay, and we can adjust that on this end, but it was a little brighter before, so I don't know. I don't know what happened. That shouldn't have adjusted that any.
I don't know. Well, I know what happened. Wait a minute. Okay, brighter?
No.
Yeah, is it brighter?
No, no.
No?
No, actually, I think it got a tad darker.
It got darker. I don't know what happened. I have the
okay, there we go. There we go. I think we're fine like that.
Okay. Oh, I can see the darkness over here. It's the lighting in here.
Well, and it was fine. And then when you click the picture there, it's like, yeah, on the left side, it's a little bit darker. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I did, but I don't think you could see my book behind
Oh,
me.
yes. And we'll have that cover up the entire interview. So that's actually on screen as well the whole time.
Okay, and all my bookcases and all my awards.
Yeah, got all that over there. Now, when you're a little close right now,
Darker?
it's brighter. It's brighter.
Okay, then I'll get closer.
Well, back just a little bit because it's too close. So we can adjust some of that from this end.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do that. I just it's strange why that would be like that.
I don't know why. I had the whole screen was up and showing me, and it just did it on its own.
And
So
that will
I
do
don't know
that
what happened.
sometimes, and for no apparent reason, it will do that. We're fine. We can adjust that. Whoops, mine just did something funky. We can adjust
Changed
that here.
it.
So I mean, there's not a problem with that. It just changed a little bit, and I.
I changed it. I was just fooling around with it. Did it get brighter?
No. But
No.
it's fine now. It was real, not too bright, but it was real bright. We're fine now. It's better than it
Okay.
was. So I don't know why that went away. So we've got that, and we can adjust when if you look straight ahead. Let's
Yeah,
yeah, like
I'll
right
look
there.
at your
Yeah,
face.
right there, right there. I don't know what's in the middle of the screen, but look at where you're
Yeah.
looking right now is straight into the camera.
Right, I
Yeah,
am.
okay. So if you look straight ahead, we'll be fine. And I got everything adjusted here. My level is fine. You can still hear me, okay?
Yes, I wish I could
Okay.
see me. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead. And now it just,
Did I just knock you out again?
yeah, color got darker.
I just went full screen, but I don't know.
Yep, that made it darker for some reason.
Okay, then let me go back.
Yeah,
Okay.
darker. Can
Or
it, yeah,
again? I should stop fooling
It's
around.
just a couple notches darker than it was before. We were good just before that last readjustment there. I don't know if you can take it back to there. Okay. Okay, a little bit darker.
Oh, you know why you just went over my face? Okay, better?
Okay. Yep, that works. That works. And if you are all set, because I think the lighting is good now, and we can adjust it on this end.
Okay.
All set? I'm going to do a silent 3-second countdown. I'll let you know when I'm starting that, and then come back to an introduction, and then we'll have the 18 to 20 minute window to talk. And if you are all set, I am going to go ahead and start the silent 3-second countdown now.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Dr. Jerry Haller, author of the delightful children's book Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain. Will's grandmother has told Will about the Candy Mountain since he was a small child. Well, one night, Will is awakened by the conductor of a train. He's told to hurry to catch the train. What train, he wondered. Well, the train to Candy Mountain, of course. On the train, he meets a boy named Quinn, and they decide to go on an adventure together. Will can hardly believe he is going to the Candy Mountain. Together, there are many decisions to make. Each one is more mysterious than the last. What will they find? What decisions will they make? All in the story, Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain. Dr. Haller is an accomplished educator. She's received many awards for being outstanding in teaching, curriculum, and administrative fields, including being recognized by the Carnegie Foundation for her teaching in the inner city of Chicago, receiving the Phi Delta Kappa Award for being the outstanding principal of the year. She has taught various classroom level from pre-kindergarten to sixth grade reading, as well as teaching at risk, gifted bilingual, and regular education students. Dr. Haller's experience spanning as a principal of an elementary school, an assistant principal of a gifted center, a trainer of principals and teachers through the Academy for Professional Growth as instructor trainer, and now author, Dr. Jerry Haller, author of Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Haller, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
What an outstanding job you did on this book and all of that education. We'll talk about that during the course of the program. A gifted educator and now a gifted author as well. The first book, where did this inspiration come from for the book, Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain?
That was from my grandson, Will. Every time I would read him the story, he would say to me, "Grandma, you have to write this story." He says, "All children in the world need to hear you." And he kept bugging me and bugging me about it. So finally, one day, I sat down and I wrote it. And that's how it all started.
That all started, and now this message that was in the household before is out to so many kids and getting excellent reviews. The book is Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller. I get the impression not only with education has made you happy because you've touched so many lives, you're happy being a writer as well. Just in talking about the book, a big smile on your face. What makes you happy about writing, about being an author?
You know what it really was? I couldn't believe it. It was the smiles on the children's faces when they would take my book and look at it. They would page through it, and then all of a sudden they would just hold it up and look at it, and the smile on their face was unbelievable. I see that everywhere I go. So for me as an author, it's just seeing those faces with those great big smiles makes me feel good that Will talked me into writing this book.
And the book is Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. And we'll have a link on our website so you can link on directly to Dr. Haller's book and get information on that. Talk a little bit more about the response for the book. It's designed for children. We'll talk about the target group. But I'm hearing parents talking about this is just a delightful children's book. And we all can learn from the messages in Will's book, can't we?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people who have written reviews on my book, and mainly their moms. I'm turning around because I have a list of the reviews that I have gotten on the book. Serious Sunshine State of Mind. She's put out a review on the book, and it goes through every single page on the book, and she just loves the book. She says, "I would buy that for my child." Groovin' Moms. It's mainly a lot of mother places. Cassandra M., who also does reviews on books. So I find that there's a lot of mothers who are interested in the book and want to write reviews on it. And they've been wonderful. I really didn't expect this. All this has been a real surprise for me.
Well, they understand the positive message. It's an entertaining, charming story as well. And you have messages in the book as well. Talk about some of the messages. What points you want to make to young people, probably the same messages you made when you were in the classroom, that you're making to them in the book Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain.
Right. It's like messages in the classroom, yes. Even as being a principal, because the children were just, you had your rough start in the beginning, but then the next year, they were just wonderful. They loved to be at school. And the message in Will's book talks about the fact that if you are a very good, exceptionally good child, you get to go to the Candy Mountain. So that's why Will is like surprised that he's going to the Candy Mountain. And they talk about being good when he loses his basket and he's coming back from the Candy Mountain. His friend Quinn says to him, "Why don't I give you half of what I have?" And he says, "That's okay, Quinn. It's the memories that count." So it's telling children that if you're a good child and you respect people, you respect your grandmother and you respect your friends and everybody, there's a big reward for that. And that reward is being a specially good person. So there's just a lot of messages in there about, being good to others and good to your family. I don't know. Just can you hear my dog barking?
Your dog wants to go to Candy Mountain too. I get the impression there are good things going on and would like to go to Candy Mountain. With us on the program is Dr. Jerry Haller. She's the author of the book Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain. Books available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Mention moms being interested in this. What other interest groups are out there that have expressed interest in the book?
Well, the motherhood movement, grandmothers, Cassandra M., who works with talking to mothers, Serious Sunshine State of Mind. She reviews books all the time and talks to moms about, you know, what type of book she'd want to read to her own children. And on her page, it goes through my book page by page by page, talking about why it's such a good book. So I've been finding that mother groups I've been interviewed by another mother's group, and it seems like all the mother's groups are really excited about me writing this book.
How should parents of younger children go about reading the book to their children? And I say that because I'm reading this great book for the child to read, a great book for the child to read possibly to the parents or the parents to read to the child. You've got such a powerful story in there, an entertaining and powerful story. What's the best way for parents to interact with younger children in reading the book?
Well, little children, there's 60 pages in it. So it's hard for you to read every single word. So you summarize the page, you look at the picture and you summarize it and you just go on through it. And even to showing them the page and talking about the page, that's the way they will go through 60 pages.
Yes.
Because it is a long book. I got carried away.
Well, it's a great message, as I say. The book is doing quite well, remarkably well. It's really catching on. The book is Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to where the book's available. Of course, I would start with Amazon. The book is there as well as the other places. Let's talk a little bit about the illustrations in the book. It's beautifully illustrated. Talk about that and having the illustrations there to complement the text and the message you're getting across.
I fell upon a very, very talented Wai Cho, who was going to the Art Institute, which is here in Chicago. And I worked with her on it. I also have a degree in art. I've spent 8 years with art in high school and then in college. So I was able to help her along. She was from Korea, and a lot of things weren't like things she would think about, like going on a train and looking out the window and what you would see there. So I would draw things with her and help her out with, you know, getting these things done. But she was really talented. She is so excited that people are talking about her artwork. She's done a great job. I thought about drawing it myself, but I thought, you know, I'm too close to it. Let somebody else do it. And I started with one artist, and that didn't really work out. But Wai Cho is just fantastic. The colors, the candy. We went to a candy store together so she could see all the different kinds of candy. And she really did a great job with it.
The book is Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller. Mentioned before, it's the first book that you've written. What type of problems did you run into? What should new authors be aware of? They write the book, they've got this creative idea, and now it's time to get started. Any particular problems you had as a first-time author?
You know what? It's like getting the book written and putting it all together was great because I chose somebody who studied was studying how to illustrate books. But the hardest part is you don't realize when you're out there what book company you choose is so very important, because some of these companies, and I happened to accidentally get the worst company by far at first. And the one they tell you to stay away from. Well, I think that our when you write a book, you have to really check and find out what you're doing. Some companies you give your books to, they take the rights away from you. And so it was important to me to keep my rights. So it's my book, and why should a book company have the right to sell my
Exactly.
book
Yes.
and I don't?
With us on the program, Dr. Jerry Haller. Jerry is Gerry Haller, Haller. If you're Googling, the book's available at Amazon. World's Adventure to the Candy Mountain. Kindness is a very important part of one of the messages in the book. Why do you feel that's so important to teach kindness? And I'm sure a lot of that goes back to the years you spent in the classroom.
Yes, I did because, it's like some children can be very wicked. I mean, things that you see in movies and that it's hard for. Well, I remember as a child growing up too that there were wicked people who would taunt you or say bad things about you or make fun of you. And so it's very good for children to learn to be good. My school, everybody was good to everybody. We were all Knights of the Round Table because we had round tables in every classroom. We didn't have desks. And so everybody at a table helped each other out. And when they went outside to play, they were all good kids who didn't fight with each other. I couldn't believe how good they were. And the teachers were so happy. The children were so happy. The parents were so happy. So being good is an important thing to be. When you are in school, really important. I think it's the most important thing of all.
What is the main goal for your book? What do you hope to accomplish? And I believe from what I'm reading, you are well on your way to doing that. But when you started writing the book, what did you hope the reader, the patient, the parent and the child took away from the book?
It's funny, but what I was doing and what it was all about for me was writing the book for Will and hoping that every child in the world would read it because that was Will's wish. And Will is an exceptionally good person. He has a good heart and he's kind and I don't think he says a bad thing to anybody. So I think I'm hoping that all children will get from the book that it's so important to be good that you get rewards when you are good. And that's that everybody likes you.
Do you find with all the years in the classroom, sometimes you can stand up and you can talk about kindness, you can talk about consideration. Maybe it doesn't resonate, but you do a story like this where the young readers are able to relate to characters like Will, what Will is going through, the way Will talks, the colors in the book. Is reading a special way to get through to young readers that maybe might not get the message in another way?
Right. Well, when you're in school, when you read a book to a child, you talk about it afterward and you ask the children, what did they learn from it? What did they think about it? Even in kindergarten and preschool, they can tell you. It's unbelievable. We had a boy that caused havoc in our one of our classrooms just one time, and he had the chicken pox. And while he was away, the children talked to me about it. What are we going to do? Because look at how nice it is here without him. And we came to the conclusion that the important thing was to let him know that we didn't like what he was doing. So when he came back and he would knock down what a group of children were building, they looked right at him and they said, "I don't like that. Don't do it again." And anytime he did something bad, they said to him, "I don't like that, don't do that." And he was like getting this from everywhere. And he went down over and he sat down in a timeout chair, which let me know that timeout chairs are not a good place for children. So I stopped using a timeout chair. But he sat down and he thought about it. And I went over and I talked to him about it. And he realized for the first time that what he was doing was not gaining friends,
Yes.
but causing, people that didn't like him. So he really turned around. He was a good kid.
fascinating. Okay. We could spend hours talking about education. We've got a few minutes left to talk about the book, but it's all those experiences that you were able to pull together to write this book, Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller, our guest on the program. Are you working on another book? Is there something else you're working on? I mean, you've gone through the first one. You've learned a lot. Will there be a second?
Yes, there's going to be. And I'm already in the middle of writing it. I wanted to say one more thing about why it's important to be kind, because kindness in words creates confidence, and kindness in thinking creates profoundness, and kindness in giving creates love. So I'm writing a story about two brothers who love each other. And it's funny. It's about a three-year-old who all of a sudden mom and dad come home with a baby brother, and mother tells them that this is your best friend forever. And it's just all about how they grow together. And every time he does something good, like holding the baby for the first time, he says, that's what you do when you love your brother. So the book is all about loving your brother. And then in the end, the brother gives that love back by saying to him and kissing him on the forehead and saying, that's what you do when you love your brother.
Well, it sounds like you have another winner there. I love the message there and the way you deliver it. And I'm waiting anxiously for an opportunity to talk about that when that book comes out. We've got just a minute or so left in the program. Such an excellent job with Will's Adventure. Talk about people that are listening, watching, thinking, I think my child would like that. Any words of advice to people out there who are interested in buying your book?
What do you mean by that? Like where to go or?
Well, what would you say to a parent? They're thinking about, I would like to have a book that would, my child would entertain them. It would teach them a lesson. And I guess maybe that sort of says it there, that you would advise them to take it, to read it with them and to talk about the book.
Right. I just think that this book turned out far better than I had ever expected it would. And I believe that all children should read it like Will does, because I see the faces on the children when they pick up this book. And I see how excited they are when they hold it and they want to read it. I've been seeing brothers and sisters, older brothers and sisters who come to me and they want the book for their brother or sister. And they want to read it to them because they feel all that goodness and kindness and everything that happened while they were on the Candy Mountain, the other adventures that they get into, because it's an adventure book as well, where they have to solve all these mysteries that come along. And so Will and Quinn together solve the mysteries on the Candy Mountain and come back excited about it.
You've got
the last thing Will does is to run to his grandmother to tell her what a wonderful time he had.
Mystery, adventure, great messages, beautifully illustrated. The book is Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller. And I just take 30 seconds here. As an author, as an educator, just as a parent, there has to be something special when you see people responding, young people responding to like this book. I can imagine it's a priceless feeling to have somebody that you've connected with through your work.
It really is. I just really can't tell you how much I feel about the people who enjoy this book. I mean, Will told me that it would happen, but it's unbelievable to look at the faces. I even gave it to my doctor. He knew that I was writing the book, and he did the same thing when I gave it to him that the children did. He looked at the cover, he went through the pages, he just held it to his chest, and he looked at me and said, I can't wait to read this to my four-year-old. I'm going home to read it right now.
Well,
and it was amazing.
I think that sums it up pretty well there. Doctors know best, and in this case, that's exactly the situation, knowing that as a parent, I want to take this home and read this at home with my child. Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain by Dr. Jerry Haller. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Haller, a pleasure. Congratulations on such a powerful children's book, picture book, story book. So well illustrated, so well done. Look forward to having you back on the program. We need to talk about education with all of your distinguished career in education at some point, and the new book when it's out. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, you're welcome. And I encourage any parent who wants to know something about what's going on in school with their child, they can always get a hold of me on my website.
And the website is, what's the website, the best website to get a hold of you?
It's on... they just gave drjerry.stories.com.
Okay, I did not have that on my sheet here, and I apologize for that. We will get that up with all the information. So all of that will be there. You get a contact with Dr. Haller. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to having you back. Thank you for sharing some time with us.
Okay, thank you so much. You are a wonderful person to speak with.
Well, you're doing wonderful work and delighted to have you on our program. Dr. Jerry Haller, our guest, Will's Adventure to the Candy Mountain, the book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages. That really went well. Thank you for that. That was fun.
It was. I had a good time with it.
That was fun. So much to talk about, and the time goes by too quickly. And I really appreciate you doing this. And I will get you the audio probably within the next 24 hours, and then we'll get you the video shortly thereafter. That goes back to Indiana. Otto puts that back together, and as soon as he does, I will get that to you. So I'll get all these links off to you.
I'm sorry. I have to be able to get you my website because it's just being built. And they just now got the clearance on what the website name will be. And I have it here, but they just told me about it yesterday. And we've gone through like three or four different names. So I was hoping I gave the right one.
Well, as soon as you get that, would you just email it to me? And I will make sure that I'll add it. In fact, tonight I'll probably post this. So if do you know what it is now?
Yeah, I do. I'm grabbing to see.
Okay, because I want to add that here.
Because we need to get it right.